Hello there. Welcome to CFRC 101.9 FM's presentation of Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal's La Damnation de Faust here on Flat Baroque. And today we're going to be listening to this amazing opera, first composed by Hector Berlioz and performed at Opéra Comique in Paris in 1846. And there are four solo voices in this particular performance. Marguerite, a young woman, is a mezzo-soprano. Faust, an aging scholar, is a tenor. Mephistopheles, who is a devil disguised as a gentleman, is sung in baritone or bass. And Brander, a student, is also sung in bass. In this performance by Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal, we are going to listen to Richard Leach on tenor, Gilles Cachemaille on bass, François Paulette as soprano, and Michel Philippe as bass. And this particular performance conducted by Charles Dutoit won a Juno Award for Best Classical Album with Voice or Chorus Performance in March 1997. So we are going to jump right into Act 1, Scene 1 of the performance, and we are going to find the aging scholar Faust contemplating the renewal of nature. Hearing peasants sing and dance, he realizes that their simple happiness is something he will never experience. And an army marches past in the distance, but he doesn't understand why the soldiers are so enthusiastic and jubilant about glory and fame. So let's dive right in for our presentation of Berlioz's La Damnation de Faust.
La confort Aide nec la guerrier, les compagnes se parlent. Ah, les fils du Danube au combat se préparent. Avec quel air fier et joyeux, ils portent leur armure. Et quel feu dans leurs yeux! Ton cœur frémit à leur chant de victoire. Le mien seul reste froid, insensible à la gloire.
Thank you.
And welcome back to Flat Baroque, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM and our presentation of Berlioz's La Damnation de Faust, as performed by the Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. We are going to enter now into Act 2 with three scenes. And at first, we're going to find Faust depressed and having returned to his study. Even the search for wisdom can no longer inspire him. Tired of life, he is about to commit suicide when the sound of church bells and an Easter hymn remind him of his youth, when he still had faith in religion. Suddenly, Mephistopheles appears ironically, commenting on Faust's apparent conversion. He offers to take him on a journey, promising him the restoration of his youth, knowledge, and fulfillment of all his wishes. Faust thus accepts. Mephistopheles and Faust then arrive at Auerbach's tavern in Leipzig, where Brander, a student, sings a song about a rat whose high life in a kitchen is ended swiftly by a dose of poison. The other guests offer an ironic amen, and Mephistopheles continues with another song about a flea that brings his relatives to infest a whole royal court. Disgusted by the vulgarity of it all, Faust demands to be taken somewhere else. On a meadow by the Elbe, Mephistopheles then shows Faust a dream vision of a beautiful woman named Marguerite, causing Faust to fall in love with her immediately. He calls out her name and Mephistopheles promises to lead Faust to her. Together with a group of students and soldiers, they enter the town where she lives. So let's step into Act 2, Scene 1 of Berlioz's La Damnation de Faust, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Chercherais en vain, tu fus mon âme en vie. Alors, il faut finir. M'ont trouvé devant moi. Oh, comme trop longtemps je me désire ravie. Viens, viens, noble cristal, verse-moi le poison qui doit illuminer toute ma raison.
Comme une tonne dans un cabaret. Ses prières, l'Église en un seul mot résume. Maintenant, puis-je à mon tour riposter par un chant sur un sujet non moins touchant que le vôtre. fusse gentille chez un prince logé. Comme sa propre fille, le brave homme l'aimait. Et l'histoire l'assure, par son tailleur un jour, lui fit prendre mesure pour un habit de cour. L'insecte plein de joie, dès qu'il se vit parler, porte velours de soie et de croix décorée. Fit venir de province ses frères et ses sœurs, qui par ordre du prince devinrent grand seigneur. Mais ce qui fut bien pire, c'est que les gens de cour, sans en oser rien dire, se grattaient tout le jour. Cruelle politique, plaignons leur destin.
Thank you. Joyeuse corde qui va passer devant sa porte parmi ces jeunes fous au bruit de leur chanson vers ta beauté nous parviendrons mais contient tes transports et si bien mes leçons
Vienne te supplier, ô Madeleine de Corps.
Welcome back to CFRC. We're approaching the top of the hour right here on Flat Baroque and our presentation of Berlioz's La Damnation de Faust as performed by the Orchestre Symphonique de Montréal. And we're now going to climb into Act 3. Here we find Faust and Mephistopheles hiding in Marguerite's room. Faust feels that he will find in her his ideal of a pure and innocent woman. Marguerite enters and sings a ballad about the King of Toul, who always remained sadly faithful to his lost love. Mephistopheles summons spirits to enchant and deceive the girl and sings a sarcastic serenade outside her window, predicting her loss of innocence. When the spirits have vanished, Faust steps forward. Marguerite admits that she has dreamed of him, just as he has dreamed of her, and they declare their love for each other. Just then, Mephistopheles bursts in, warning them that the girl's reputation must be saved. The neighbors have learned that there is a man in Marguerite's room and have called her mother to the scene. After a hasty goodbye, Faust and Mephistopheles escape.